We've all had bad bosses. Maybe you have one now. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, tell us about the worst boss you've ever had.
So this is a current situation. So to give context, I'm a mental health counselor and art therapist. I was worked for a group practice in Winston for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And our boss moved to Texas in October. And then she's been acting really shady, hasn't been showing up to meetings. And then she comes last week, on Wednesday and tells us she's shutting the practice down because she's going bankrupt.
Do you ever tell your clients that they're messed up, but you just said that so you can keep getting the money?
My clients have worked with me for a long time. And ironically enough, I left another group practice to go to this one. And even clients from there followed me.
This was great because we all just learned why Jason Goodman is not a counselor.
Yeah.
You ever just tell him, you're really messed up?
Yeah. They're coming in like, I feel like I'm doing better. And, you know, I follow all the guidelines. Like, nah, you're pretty screwed up.
You need to come every week.
I also love hearing y'all talk about mental health on the radio. And I just want to say, like, I feel like it could be talked about more. So thank y'all for doing that too.
I want to give Katie and also my family members and other people, because I think I'm the last person in my family to be on medication.
Uh-huh.
But I got my Lexapro yesterday. Thank
Bravo,
you, Katie.
All right.
My Lexapro.
Yes, I'm like,
he doesn't
have to suffer anymore.
Anxiety's been
you.
A lot.
No more boners either.
Yeah. That's fine. Oh, is that a side? I didn't ask.
That's a side effect.
Is it?
Of course you didn't ask. No. It depends on your dosage. You know.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask.
It's okay. Mental health over boners.
No.
I'm throwing the trash right now.
You know what? This is the thing about those medicines. If it causes you not to have boners, then you're actually getting more messed up in the head because you can't get them.
All right.
Jared is unmarried.
Yeah, so I don't need him.
He doesn't need to have boners.
Yeah.
So
yes,
get that medicine out
point.
Of the trash right now, Jared.
Yes. What time is it? I'm supposed to take it right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Jason, are you on anything now?
No, but I've subscribed to a lot of medication.
Because I remember one day you were in here, and I get it. It happens. You were in here one day, and you were talking slower than normal.
He was basically comatose.
Yeah, compared to you, because you're normally like, if I didn't know you, I think you're on cocaine. But
We were like, are you okay today?
He's like,
why?
Katie, you look nice. I'm like, something's off. Off there, I'm like, hey, are you on medication? Because there's no... Our job's different. You couldn't do that any other job.
No, you could not. Mm-mm.
What medications? He was like, yeah, why? I'm like.
Here, we're like, you're acting weird.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, why?
I have prescribed a lot of medications. I don't take it. One of them is, you know how sometimes it goes up to I'm like, okay. And it hits a boiling point and mm-hmm. I'll lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It prevents that. But I'm not taking that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then I have hyperactivity and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Not taking anything there either. Decided not to take anything.
But your boners are good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's true. But none of those. They don't cause boner problems, man.
Oh, okay.
Is there a specific reason you're choosing not to do that? Because
well,
his dad was a pharmacist.
Well,
I don't like taking a lot of medications, even Advil or ibuprofen, whatever. Has to be a headache or something like that for me to even just take one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't want to be on.
So how mentally ill do you have to get before you start taking
right.
it again?
Because you are already prescribed them. Right?
We're all mentally ill to some level.
So this isn't bad enough.
All right.
You're
saying there's another level?
Well, I would think it depends on if Carol and I are in a disagreement or not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Katie, you know this maybe. I don't remember the name, but she also gave me one. She's like, because she says the loading could be 4 to 6 weeks
uh-huh.
into your system, sometimes quicker, where you feel the effects of
sure.
Lexapro. But she said, it's almost like a break glass one, where it's like, if you're feeling super stressed out, take this one.
Like a Xanax?
But it's like antihistamine properties to it. Maybe Lindsay would know.
I don't know. The two I'm familiar with are Klonopin and
Xanax. Oh, no.
And
it's not that. Okay. No, because she said it can make you tired.
Oh. Xanax can make you tired.
So I took it at night, and it felt like I took Benadryl. I was like,
Xanax can make you very tired. Mm-hmm.
But that's like if you're having before it loads in your system, if you, it's kind of like an emergency, just take this. I mean, it's not a big deal.
The prescription labeled as antipsychotic.
Mm-hmm.
Medication, mm-hmm. but they
again. Is there a reason that you're not taking it?
He's pro-psychotic. He's pro-psychotic.
But off-label, they use it just for like a mood type stabilizer. But it is antipsychotic medicine.
So yours is an SSRI?
No, that's what you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is yours? Just antipsychotic?
Yeah, antipsychotic, basically.
Now, Lindsay,
so
are you supposed to start an antipsychotic and just
stop it?
Or are you supposed to wean off of it?
No.
Are you a
wean off of it?
Yeah.
Are you, because there's two different types of therapists and counselors. There's a therapist that doesn't prescribe medicine, and then there's the
A psychiatrist and a psychologist.
The psychotherapists don't prescribe. Psychiatrists do prescribe.
A nurse practitioner a PA can too.
There are some nurse practitioners that major in psychiatry, like psychiatric nursing, and they can also prescribe.
What kind of therapist are you?
So I'm a licensed clinical mental health counselor, and I'm also specialized in art therapy. But we're educated in medication because I work mostly with like ADHD, anxiety, trauma, depression. Okay. It's a lot of different things. Yeah. But I always tell people, like, please have an informed decision when you talk to your medication provider. And at the end of the day, like, it's your body. So, like, advocate for, like, if that's something that's a good fit for you, if you feel like it's not. But I also tell people, like, hey, if you do start a medication, we can monitor our symptoms to let you know if it's a good fit or not. Because some people, I think, kind of suffer through it, and they're just like, well, I'll take this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you should probably talk to your doctor if it's doing X, Y, and Z. So it's definitely like a trial and error process for sure. So I hear Jason on like, hey, I'm really nervous to take these meds, because I hear that from clients like all the time. I'm like, yeah, no, I get it. It's a process.
What if Lindsay, Jason's, I guess the fact that he's against the medicine is affecting our bodies, because his anxiety levels give me anxiety, and that's not anxiety that I'm asking for because I'm treating my own anxiety,
right?
But he's not.
I would like to refer to psychotic.
Well, it's good to be mindful of how our behavior impacts others. Mm-hmm, so there's that.
You should be mindful of that.
But for the record, I am not against the medicine. If it works for you.
Oh, no, I didn't take it that way.
No,
you're fine.
I'm directing this at Katie, not you. You understand.
I'm so pro meds. It's crazy. I'm pro.
If you need it,
absolutely. Go
it's
for
just,
it.
We just don't know. I mean, every once in a while it comes out, oh, you shouldn't have taken that, it causes cancer.
Sure. I understand being very nervous. Well, I was nervous
for
years.
Why'd you go get prescribed it? No one's just, it didn't just come in the mail.
Because it was, well, first
of all, example.
Needs this.
In his case, it could have been synonymous.
That's true.
Give this a shot, bud.
DoorDash is just dropping off meds to his house.
Just because. So like SSRIs like that you're on are typically for depression and written for anxiety too, typically.
Mine's for anxiety, yeah.
Okay, well.
Which is a form of depression.
Which, yeah, they go hand in hand. Yeah.
Well, Butrin is an antidepressant, but also helps with smoking. I might have to take that soon. And
it's a dopamine norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor, and it helps curb addictions.
Yeah,
but it's also an off-label an alternative medication for ADHD.
What about for vaping? Is there something that helps with vaping?
Butrin.
I mean, Butrin maybe it helps people quit smoking, and it's used for a lot of different things. So it helps with dopamine, which is our happy hormone, and norepinephrine, which is our focus hormone. So, like, allegedly. Because it's getting that, it helps offset it.
Yeah, and Jared, your medication is kind of a different form than mine. Mine is just like it builds up and then I lose it type thing. But I looked up those side effects, and it's very prevalent is the no boner.
For Lexapro?
Well, okay. Lexapro, it came up after Prozac. Prozac was the one that has them. They keep coming out with new ones to help hopefully reduce side effects.
Lindsay, let me ask you, since you're a professional, is this a boner problem?
Mm-hmm. So serotonin, SSRI stands for serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and it is a common thing for some SSRIs, but there are some you can take that don't do that. So you would just need to talk with your medication manager about, like, hey, is there something else I can do that doesn't impact
them? I'm not a big...
I also wouldn't take medication advice from Jason, who can't pronounce the word prevalent.
Okay, but Katie, so far...
It doesn't take his medication.
Yeah. So far...
At the end of the day, we just say, talk to your medication manager.
So far, she's kind of verified everything I said.
Okay.
But she's also saying, don't get off medication when you start it.
You just stopped your antipsychotic medication.
No, you want to taper, because if you go cold turkey, you get nasty withdrawals.
I just said you stopped taking it.
You just stopped taking it.
I didn't say I said I stopped taking it, but I did taper off.
Does anyone believe that in this room?
Yeah, and it also depends on how long you've been taking it and how long it's in your system.
I had to take her off. It would be bad news.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Great call. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.